What role will she take on? And there was this concern, and still is among Republicans, that Joe Biden is the Trojan horse, that Kamala Harris, as someone who has backed Medicare for All, who has backed a Green New Deal, who backs the federal legalization of marijuana, would push for those things while inside the White House. And that's this tension. She, I think, is going to be now, and this is the question, whether she will surpass Nancy Pelosi as the most powerful woman in Washington. Everyone's like, whoa.
Fellow San Francisco,
I mean,
really?
Will Kamala Harris surpass Nancy Pelosi as the most powerful woman in Washington?
There's a very well-known saying on Capitol Hill, and I will clean it up for television. If you don't have the votes, you don't have blank, okay? You've got to have the votes.
What is Senator Harris's reputation on Capitol Hill?
Well, she's only been there for 3.5 years, and she's sort of been pegged as someone with higher ambition from the moment that she got there. And so
now she's got that.
She's got it.
She can check that box, yes.
She can. And so she was placed on a number of very important committees from the very start because they saw that potential, very reminiscent of what happened with a young Senator Barack Obama when he first came to Congress. So she wasn't just on the Judiciary Committee. She was placed on the Intelligence Committee and the Homeland Security Committee and the Budget Committee to show that she had not just domestic experience, but foreign policy experience as well. So she is someone who has always been seen as looking ahead to the next step.